time on the next pod.
I hope people, you know, gain from the Dor HaOlam and should continue to gain from that. I guess you're supposed to report to the VOD, so it took me a slow start, but Baruch Hashem, it's getting a little better. I don't know why Dafki picked the Dor HaOlam and what it is about it, but I think the next VOD I have a little bit of a Havana of why it's the next step. So the VOD Sheni, before we get into the VOD Shlishi, which is much heavier, the VOD Sheni, a few lines, Kedei Lahamchish La'atzmam Od Yoser Mao Hislamdus. If you want to try to get into more what exactly Hislamdus is, Yatigo Atzmam Ke'es L'Islamed Be'ez Bracha. Pick a Bracha. Pick a bracha. Gamkin lefi also mesuchenes in a kavana sheikhav nu yoser. It's not the pshat that you should have more kavana in the bracha. El she islam do ketz mevarchim. Gets the play on words, and that's what Chazal are saying ketz mevarchim. So the amkus in that, in the lashon Mishnah, the parak ketz mevarchim. So you have to know how to make bracha. I think I heard from Rav Tversky, quoted from his brother. Or maybe someone else. His brother went to be Mishamish, the Manchester Yeshiva. And when his brother went to be Mishamish, the Manchester Yeshiva, he was ready, or Moshe Tversky was ready, an Adam Gadol. And he heard this from Tversky himself, and he said it somewhere here, he said, you know, what is, what do you need to go to be Mishamish? So he said he went to learn how to make a bracha. He saw, make a bracha, certain people, the way they make a bracha, even not, you know, Gadolim, you hear them make a bracha, you just hear those words, you know, Shakol Nebivaro, comes out. And I think why brachos is such a good way of focusing on this is it also fits beautifully with the Shara Bechina that we're focusing in, because if you, the whole tachlis of Shara Bechina, as you'll see more in Shara Avodas Elokim, is part of the Chovos Levavos, entire Mahalach in Avodas Hashem, where he says Beferish, that the main Mechayiv of a person's Avodas Hashem should come from a strong feeling of Hakaras HaTov for everything their Bona Shalom does for them. So Shara Bechina is the tools that's needed for that. And the Mashal that it explains, you think about how a person develops from being a baby to a full-grown adult, and everything that's in the world, the more a person realizes that and just walks around the world and realizes what's going on, they're obviously going to have an overflowing feeling of Hakaras HaTov. And there's no greater thing to take a stop in a second and to make a bracha on something is a great way of expressing that, because it's taking something that was seemingly mundane as a cup of water and then to pause for a second and make a shakol nebivaro and realize that everything comes from the Baruch Shalom, and he gave us this cup of water and what goes into what a cup of water is and all the background of the science of water and the galus of the Bria. That's really what Shara Bechina is all about. So I thought each person could have their own bracha, and it says just pick any bracha you want, so each person could have their own bracha speaks to them to try to focus on. And some people share yatzer, and there's many things about focusing on how the fact that how our body, like, you know, as Ruth said last week, how our body works perfectly, and if one thing would go awry, Achman Litzlan, then, you know, the whole system affects the whole system. But I was thinking for myself, and if anyone wants to join along, the bracha that I think speaks to me and is important to get chizik in, and I think relates to some of the themes we've been talking about, and that is really fits with any of the brachos of Shachar, but especially Shalom Asani Goy. I will explain that. But before, why specifically that bracha, just in brachos of Shachar in general, it's a moment to reflect upon. So a very beautiful ha'ara from Chaim Freelander, who says that the Gemara in brachos explains that all the brachos of Shachar, and this is the way Mechaber paskins, that it really is related to that event. And a person puts on their hat, so they should make that bracha. And a person hears the tarnagol, so he should make anos shechivina. Each bracha is related to the specific event. And the reason why that is because the mechayev of a bracha, a person can't make a bracha unless they actually feel, you have to feel deeply. Ketzav avarchem, you have to feel deeply the reason and have a response through the bracha, the reason why we're making that bracha. And his raya is, a great raya, the Gemara Pesachim says, la'asilavo, we're going to make, bein on Dvarim Tovim, bein Dvarim Rayim, we're going to make Atov HaMeitiv. And it's only Lom Hazeh that we have a chilek between Dain Emes and Atov HaMeitiv. We're feeling their ass, but we're all Maminim. We all believe that when something terrible happens, Rachman Atzlan, we make a Dain Emes. But while we make a Dain Emes, we make it with a Lev Shalim, realizing that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. So why can Chazal be Misakin or ready to make Atov HaMeitiv, even though it's a bad thing? In the future, we're going to be able to do it. It's still going to be, quote-unquote, a bad thing, but our histaklus on it is obviously going to change. And the teretz is that you can't just make a bracha based on amunah in your mind, that you know it's for the best, and I'll make Hatov and Meitev. But if you feel upset, you feel sad, so a person can't make Hatov and Meitev when you feel sad, because you can only make a bracha based on the feelings that you have inside, or the event that happens, like Birchas HaShachar, that are specifically tied to that. So you can't make Hatov and Meitev on something that, even though you know with full emuna, you know totally, not just intellectually, but you totally know it based on emuna, that it's for the best, but if Lamaisa you feel sad, then you can't make Hatov and Meitev, you have to make Hey, Dain Amos. And that should be a perspective in all the brachos, that it's not just from a feeling of kavana, like you said, it's not to have more kavana, but it's through Islam, it's through understanding better that event, or that hana, or that thing that we're making the bracha on, how we can look at that through the Derech Islamdus and understand it in a much deeper way. So the reason why I thought about Shlomo Sanagai for a number of reasons is, you know, first of all, it's just always important to get chizik in. And the first question that we're going to ask is, which Rav Chaim Friedlander brings from the, I think, Tanaf Yosef, one of the Perushim on the Otzer Tfilos, why Shlomo Sanagai and Shlomo Sanagai and Shlomo Sanagisha were nitkina b'derech shlila. Now, we don't say Sha'asani ben Chorin or Sha'asani Yehudi. We say Shlomo Sanagai. So he quotes the Teretz from the Tanaf Yosef that, a little bit of a depressing idea, but I think still nonetheless important, based on the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, that Noach Ali Adam Shalol Nivram Yosem Eish Nivra. So we can't make a bracha on B'derech Chiyuvi Sha'asani, because it's not true. It's better Shalol Nivra. Now that Achshav Shenivra, Shalol Asani Gai. So you should make, Hashem shouldn't have made me a Gai. Again, it's important for that perspective of, you know, what the Derech, what the avod of a person in this world is, but I was thinking, and then Jared confirmed it with me, that he said he heard this quote of B'Shem Revigdor Miller, exactly what he said a number of weeks ago. And when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, you have to be mefaret every single detail of the Tov. What was the example you gave? What was the example? Racha, right. But you have to give every single detail that now she could say, even, right, as we said, that even now Yosef Asaf as Kherpasi, That's also Hakaras HaTov. Obviously, everything else to that. So the same thing as well. Of course, Sha'asani Yehudi is the biggest bracha you can make. And I wanted to add that we do make that bracha. Every other bracha that follows, you make a Birchas HaTorah, you make a, you know, Melech Mulal B'Tish Bachos, all the brachas that we make throughout the day, that's obviously built into that bracha, Sha'asani Yehudi. You can't make that bracha unless you're a Yid. But the Chiddush of Shalom Asani Goy, to start your day off, is to even that point, that Shalom Asani Goy. And to reflect on why that's important, I think I saw quoted B'Shem Rav Huttner, that he said that the biggest educational flaw that he felt in the education system is that we don't emphasize enough the difference between Kedushas Yisrael and not Kedushas Yisrael and the Goy. And he says that there's something that's something that we could always be mechanech more in, of what the chashivas of Kedushas Yisrael is, and that's what the bracha of Shalom Asani Goy speaks to. To pause for a second and think about what that means. Baruch Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, you'll see a bracha of having children and being mechanech children, is that it gives you a chance to think about these things that you would have normally not thought of, because, you know, you're learning yeshiva, you're already developed, okay, so you know Baruch Hashem that you're a Yid, but the whole point of chinuch is that you're passing over what Yiddishkeit means, so then that idea gets expanded. You know, I was talking to my son, said something, I think he said something about he was aware that there was a non-Jewish holiday coming up. I forgot which one it was. It must have just seen like stuff on the street. So I was explaining to him, we were talking about like this stuff, the difference between a Yid and a Goy, and I said some sentence, and then I thought about it more and how true it is. I said, you know, I think it's important to mechanech ourselves and people that we are involved in being mashpia, and there's no better thing. On one hand, there's no worse thing. There's no bigger klala. There's no bigger bracha than being a Yid, and there's no bigger klala than being a guy, even if you're a good guy and you do great things, you know, but the fact that you're a Yid and that you have all these chusim that come with being a Jew, and, you know, we're the Amen Nivchar that we're going to read. Now, if you look at the psukim, the Hakdama to Matan Torah, those psukim, if you just read those psukim, so much chizik that you could get of what we are, Mamlechas Karam, Goy Kadosh, Am Segula, what Klal Yisrael is, and just every single story that you hear about you know, the Kalach of Klal Yisrael, and, you know, just how Klal Yisrael bands together through different difficulties. There's the things that you only find in Klal Yisrael, forgetting the, you know, metaphysical, spiritual fact of the difference between a Yid and a Goy. You could just see it b'chush, and especially in our days, in our times and where we live and the society that we're involved in. It's something that really needs chizik. If you, the common denominator, I think, between Rav Khan Shmuz and the Beis Medrash about these women's issues that he gave over Hanukkah, and Rav Tversky Shmuz that he gave in Teaneck, the common denominator is that we have to be so careful of what ideas seep in to our psyche without even realizing it from Kaddish society. You know, a person could be careful about not being involved in the general, you know, person doesn't, not involved in Kaddish culture, you know, doesn't go to places and watch things or hear things or any of those things, and could be kokulo in the Beis Medrash. But just by natural osmosis, the people that you talk to, the things that you see, there's something that's seeping in. And you could take it to extreme. I once heard a shmooze from Anu Gadol who was telling him about Chinese food. And he was saying, what is this Chinese food? We don't need Chinese food. We need it. Okay, so that has its perspective to it. But as I was talking to that someone else about that, they added that, you know, there's something to that in the sense that, you know, Chazal, if you really understood Das Torah and what Chazal were trying to get to, and Chazal and the Torah deal with every situation, every thing, and every maisa that we do, from, you know, the most mundane, like there are halachos of Beis HaKisei and Kavod HaBriyos to the most holy things that we do. You know, Yiddishkeit has something to say about all those things. You know, the Torah is relevant. As Rav Soloveitchik said, he said that if he could add a 14th Anei Mamon, the Torah is relevant for any place and any time in any situation. So there is a hadracha, even if it's not beferish, a person who really understands the Torah system could read between the lines of every situation in life. And sometimes it's easy to just say, oh, yeah, this is something that's compatible. And where do we get it from? We totally got it from Gaish society. It's just not our fault. I mean, it's almost not our fault. This is the society that we live in, B'derach Klal, and it's hard to, you know, say totally separate. Like, one mila, for sure, Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutzlar, it's like anytime you have to go to, like, Borough Park, Williamsburg for something, you know, the mila is that, like, every interaction that you're doing, more or less, is what you're going to get. Go to the makolet, you know, here, okay, Baruch Hashem, you have a yid in the makolet. But every small, you know, the truck driver, everyone is a yid. And that's a big big thing, even when you're amongst more of a mixed society, is to be aware of. And just to close with this idea, a famous story with the Chavetz Chaim, I think it's brought down a number of stories. The Chavetz Chaim, before he made Shiloh Sanigai, so he would check himself, and he wanted to talk about someone who could to live this way. He would check himself from head to toe in any aspect of his life. Is there any Kayushkeit, as he said, that he's involved in? And then only when he said no, that he's clean, the scan is clean, then he could make Shiloh Sanigai. And although obviously there are great advances and amazing things about general society, not to take away from that, but just for us to take a second to appreciate, maybe B'derech Shlila is the best way to do that, to just focus on how terrible it would be to not be a guy, to be a guy, and then from that come to also the Hakaras HaTovah, what it means to be a Yid. And the way that I think to mechazik in that is that there are sometimes, you know, for some people it's probably every day when they open up the Gemara and they wake up in the morning, but there's sometimes for each person in their own way where you feel like, wow, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Yid, and like, this is what it means. You know, some people, first night of Hanukkah, you're so excited, you go home, you light the... And there's a certain hanukkah, I think there's jokes, that like there are certain hanos that only a yid knows, not a guy. Like, you know, chasim being in shul on a Monday or Thursday. And, like, there's a whole list. I forgot, someone showed me, like, this whole list. But, like, only a yid knows. But, you know, in a serious way, it's true by us, especially, you know, people who are B'nai Torah, like, figure out a mahalach and Rashi's. You know, the steer in Rashi's, Sanhedrin, you know, Yud Gimel to Daf Yud. But in Mar Ben Adar, you finally sit, you figure out the Mahalach, then it goes to the Mafrei, whatever Mahalach you want to figure out. That feeling, that Hana, that Kishmak, I imagine, is not, you know, true in even other intellectual pursuits of, you know, the guy who figures out the science problem or the math problem, whatever it is. And anything, you know, it's, you know, simple as basically whatever it is, sitting in the sukkah, there's certain things, certain times of the year, and some people elevate themselves, they live this way every day. But to focus on what it means to be Yid, and the Chorban that would be to not be, and then Adarabba, the Maila that it has to be able to be involved in all these Inyanim Ruchnim, I think is what he's getting at, an example of Ketzem Mivarchim, not just Shalom Saniga with the Kavan is, but how to learn from that, and then that Bracha will then affect the rest of your day, and it would be true with any other Bracha that a person would choose.